Welcome to Seeking Scripture Deep Diving Bible Study. I'm Christy Jordan, and I want to help you develop a firsthand relationship with the whole Word of God. For links and graphics mentioned in my podcast, please visit the corresponding post on seekingscripture.com. May Yahweh bless the reading of His Word. Good morning, siblings. Today's readings are Hosea 8 through 14. Rabbit Trails. Yesterday's notes were a bit long, so I'm going to try to keep today's a bit shorter, but no promises. Since we've already laid out the theme and context of Hosea, today I'd like to focus on some key verses in our reading. Hosea 8, verses 1 through 3 says, "Because they have transgressed my covenant and rebelled against my law, to me they cry, 'My God, we, Israel, know you.' Israel has spurned the good." Here we see folks about to get punished, and so they cry out to remind Yahweh that they are His people with their words. Again, though, we see that Yahweh looks to the heart and actions of a person rather than empty words. See Matthew 7, 22 through 23. It goes perfectly in line with this if y'all want to look that one up. Hosea 8, 7 through 8 says, "For they sow the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. The standing grain has no heads. It shall yield no flour. Israel is among the nations as a useless vessel." When are we a useless vessel? When we are not filled with and operating under the Father's wisdom. Hosea 8:12 says, "I have written to him the great things of my law, but they were counted as a strange thing." I think the ESV misses the mark on these verses, so I went with KJV on this one. That is certainly not an indictment against ESV or for KJV, as neither are perfect. Just a choice when it comes to this one verse. Directly preceding this verse, we were told that Ephraim had multiplied their altars for sinning, meaning they had built many altars to idols. The Father here is telling us that He had provided His law to them, and they had access to it, but considered it to be strange, foreign, or perhaps not something they felt a need to abide by. Sound familiar? In Hosea 9, verse 1, it opens with an admonishment for Israel to stop its rejoicing. How tragic that we do tend to rejoice in our sin before the Father, often without realizing it, sometimes even bringing our sin to Him and asking Him to bless it. In Hosea 10, verses 11 through 12, it appears to me to foretell Ephraim and Judah working together in order that they may return to the Father. Of course, this is more of the revelation that we've been reading about over and over, which we know will take place in the end times, very much in line with Romans chapter 11. This reconciliation is already taking place at micro levels around the world. Remember, individuals make a difference. And as my friend Debbie says, it has always been about a remnant. Hosea 11, verse 1. Read this passage and then go read Matthew 2:15. The love the Father has for Ephraim throughout chapter 11 breaks me. Truly, this is a very emotional read. In Hosea 13, verse 14, it is quoted by Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 54 through 55. The subtitles of Hosea 14 in my Bible says, "A plea to return to the Lord, Yahweh." It is a beautiful promise to all the children of Yahweh who would seek to repent of their sin and return to His grace. To me, it feels very much in line with the description we see of Yahweh's earthly kingdom that we talked about in my Ezekiel 46 through 48 notes. Today's reading ends with a very serious message to all of us that should cause us to sit up straight, take a deep breath, and take to soul all that we have read. Hosea 14:9 reads, "Whoever is wise, let him understand these things. Whoever is discerning, let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the upright walk in them, but transgressors stumble in them. Family, we finished another book. Rock Hazak. Test everything. Hold tight to what is good. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 21. We are saved by grace alone. Obedience is not the root of our salvation, but it is the fruit. May Yahweh bless the reading of His Word. I love y'all. Bye-bye.